Whipper.
Hello, podcasters. It is Fitzy and Whipper with you on Nova. Very exciting today. Live performance on the show.
Yep. Tommy, what are you going to play for us?
No, it's not me. It's Betty Who.
Betty Who.
Betty Who.
Who are you? What instrument? Did you ever play an instrument when you were? Don't tell us, Tom.
Okay.
Can we have a crack at it?
Absolutely.
I'll say the cello.
I would say the skin flute.
Oh, yeah. Was it either of those?
I played the saxophone.
Oh, saxophone.
Yes. I don't want to know what you've played.
Did you play any songs that we would know, Tom?
The Simpsons theme.
Oh, that's great.
That's very good.
I'm never going to dance again.
Don't know that one.
Were you the Kenny G of Australia?
No, but what happened was...
He wasn't saxophone, was he?
Yeah, he was clarinet.
He was on a whistle.
Yeah, but I was given a... my mum gave me a little trolley for me to wheel my saxophone case in.
Couldn't carry it.
Right.
Well, it was a little bit heavy to carry on the train. So I had a trolley, and then Trent Graham dragged my trolley through dog poo, and I never played
what a
again.
Dog.
Really?
That's
you never
Graham.
Got into it again based on the old
Trent Graham.
Richard the Third.
Stick around for Betty Who's live performance. Do you remember Ziggy last year? Sarah, he's up on our Twitter account at the moment, the Fitzy and Whipper. A guy, he went to a party last year. There was a photo of him and a hot chick. Do you remember this guy with the mullet?
Yeah, it's like it's more than a mullet. Oh. It's like the top part of his head is shaved.
Yeah, he shaved all of his head except for the back.
Now, his name's Ali Musulmani. Ziggy's his nickname, I think.
Yep.
But we tried to get Ziggy on, didn't we, Tom?
We tried.
And like, he wouldn't do any media at all.
We tried for weeks to get him on.
Because his mullet was just neck level.
Yeah,
like,
it was.
It was shaved on the side. But how long is it at the back, Sarah? It was amazing.
Goes past his shoulders.
And the girl that he was with was just like, I've got to be with Ziggy.
Yep.
Well, anyway, the reason why we couldn't get him on, we didn't know this, but he actually ended up suing a lot of the media, sir.
What?
Yeah, so...
On what grounds?
Well, okay.
Don't pick on me mullet.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, when you go to court, what
are
your claims?
It's fashion to some people.
Everyone's laughing at me mullet.
Well, he just thought it was an unfair portrayal of him in the media.
But it's a picture.
It was a defamation case. So he went the Daily Mail. He went our main newspaper, the Daily Telegraph.
Yep.
It's in the Telegraph today. And he also went the Australian Radio Network. We got out of that world, didn't we?
Because we went on about Ziggy for ages.
Yeah, but you guys would have been impressed.
I even did a Who Wore It Better, and I superimposed my face into it.
That's right,
thinking
you did too.
This would be the new hairstyle to take off, and I don't think it's too late for summer 2016.
Mate, that wouldn't have been cheap.
No.
So his oldies would have said, all right, Ziggy, we're behind you here. We love your mullet. Let's go then. So it's just finished up. The court case has just finished up. Now, it's the initial pleas from the defendants. Some of them are quite funny. This is what the Daily Mail had to say to the judge. The Daily Mail said that the plaintiff, by reason of permitting himself to be photographed with a mullet hairstyle, has justifiably exposed himself to ridicule by the defendant. Then they've gone on to say, the plaintiff is a joke. The plaintiff is a ridiculous person, and the plaintiff is a ridiculous person because he wears a controversial haircut. The judge ended up writing that some of the memes were pretty funny when it comes down to it.
Awesome.
And so were the articles. So the judge has agreed with the Daily Mail, the Daily Telegraph and the Australian Radio Network and said, Ziggy, if you're going to wear a mullet like that, you can't go around and defaming people.
No, I mean, what is the claim? Is he saying that he is claiming losses because he couldn't get work because everyone made fun of his hair or...?
No, it's just a defamation case. He said that he just didn't like being ridiculed and people having a crack at him.
Yeah, we've slighted his character, haven't we?
But see, we loved it.
I mean, not long ago on Bondi Rescue, there was a kid that wandered into the tower because he couldn't find his mum and the mullet on him was just... And that'll be played at his 21st.
Well, it's just...
He'll live his life as the mullet kid from Bondi Rescue.
It's just disappointing, though, because it's low self-esteem, I suppose.
I think so.
I think you've got to be brave in a sense that you're making a huge decision.
Yeah,
and if you're saying to everyone, yo, I'm going to wear my hair like this... Mate, run with it.
Yep, you got to go with it.
Be proud of it. Be confident of it, Ziggy.
And the nation, although laughing, is still celebrating the Aussie mullet. Well done, Ziggy.
Ziggy, if this case is wound up now, and if anyone knows Ziggy, we'd still love to chat to him on the show.
Or he might be sued. Imagine if we got taken to court.
No,
can we broadcast from court, Tommy? Has that been done before in the case of Ziggy versus Fitzy and Whipper?
That is a great... Or from prison once you're locked up for defamation.
Oh,
what?
What are you in for?
Oh,
we gotta go
Ziggy.
Ziggy.
How good's this? A dating show in Germany. Gee, they do it well out of Germany, don't they? The Germans, they're always a little bit... You never know what to predict, do you? Mm. What's going to happen next in Germany is one of the most exciting things on this planet.
It's Oktoberfest, isn't it?
Wind it up.
No, that's almost over, isn't it?
Rip into it. You're going along this weekend, aren't you, Joe?
Yeah, this Saturday at the Domain.
Really? Is it big?
Yeah, it's meant to be massive.
Man, I love Oktoberfest.
13, 24, 10, I want to hear from someone who's actually been to the German Oktoberfest.
Yep. How loose does it get?
How loose is it?
I mean, if you want an example of how loose the Germans are, there's a brand new TV show called Adam's Eve, which translates to
Adam and Eve.
Searches for Eve.
Oh.
It's a bit like Survivor, mate, and I'll hold up a photo here. You'll see says the contestants are on the island, but they are completely nude.
I like the girl fourth along who's not even covering anything up. She's just gone, whatever,
I mean, when I say nude, they're completely nude.
Yeah.
When I say nude, they're not wearing anything. Yep. When I say nude, nothing at all.
Who's hiding the immunity idol?
I don't know. That guy's got it tucked under the second from the left.
It's definitely the guy at the end. He's clenching.
Yeah, he is.
That guy's got a massive tribal council.
I don't think that can be shared. You know what's interesting, though? The idea is that they get celebrities and they get former sports stars, a model, a singer, and then they're put on the island and then contestants go in there to compete with the celebrities, which I find quite strange.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of the Aussie version of this. I mean, Johnny Ruffo, you wouldn't need to ask twice. He'd love to be on an island in the nude for a while.
I don't know. I don't know because this is Survivor. There's been dating shows, the naked dating shows.
Yeah. Yep.
I don't know where you would look the whole time.
Neither do
I. This is the thing. And you wouldn't go on it, would you, unless you were a shower.
Comfortable
not a
with
grower.
Yourself.
Yeah.
And Sarah, as well, you know, the other dangerous one is starting a fire as a bloke.
Yeah.
Imagine leaning over the fire with a bit of flint.
Short and curlies. And everyone's trying to do marshmallows on your crutch. He's gone up. Hey, guys, look at the torch we got here. Activities include fishing, cooking, playing games. It's just like a nude camp. I mean, if you want... It's German, too, as well.
It'd be pretty seedy, you'd think.
It is the same as Survivor, but in the nude.
Come on.
And how do you have a fight with someone and keep a straight face?
Yeah. When you're just looking at their genitals. And they're jumping up and
as
down.
As they're yelling, it's flapping around.
The Germans. I mean, played footy with a guy who had a big German back catalogue at home.
Really?
Mm.
Okay.
There's some horrible stuff to come out of that
country.
And this show's one of them.
Yeah, it is.
Hey, talking of Oktoberfest, Connor, I didn't know, but Oktoberfest is just finished. Have you just got back, Connor?
Yeah, mate. I'm just got back over from Europe and I was at Oktoberfest for a week.
So what do you do for a whole week, Connor? You get to Oktoberfest, do you just sit at a table and drink huge steins of beer?
Yeah, mate. Well, it's almost like you could say, like the Easter show, there's just big tents set up everywhere.
Great fun.
You get in, everyone's just singing these like weird German songs and banging their steins together, mate.
Wow.
Great.
Does it get loose? Like, do people fight? Or is anyone in... Are they in good spirits, Connor?
Everyone's well and truly happy, mate. No one's that aggressive. Everyone's just keen to sink a good old beer.
That's what we need.
How much is a stein... How much does it equate Australian dollars for one of those big steins of beer, Connor?
I think it worked out at around $20.
Oh, jeez. Hitting the hip pocket there. Connor, how'd you go with the ladies over there, mate?
Mate, came back with a girlfriend, believe it or not.
Oh, you've had a great Oktoberfest. Sensational.
So she's German, Connor?
No, she's Australian. She's from Melbourne. Matter of fact, this is a bit of a stitch-up, but she had to look after me on my last day at the tent.
Oh, What happened, Connor?
Oh, mate, I just drank too much. Don't remember a thing.
No way.
Way to impress her.
At Oktoberfest? No way.
Yeah, no.
So, Connor, do you reckon you really like this girl? Is there love in the air? Have you dropped the L word already, or?
Oh, I haven't yet, but, mate, I think after looking after me for a day, I think it's fair to say she's
It's called the nurse effect. Great news. Let's get Connor and his new girlfriend onto Adam Searches for Eve.
Yes.
Put him on an island, take your clothes off.
Another story, another day, and another story of someone knocking themselves out, going into a coma and waking up knowing a completely different language, Sarah.
Amazing.
Look, head trauma is a serious issue. We can't laugh at that. No. If I was to be in a situation where I took a hit to the head and I had to wake up with a condition, I'd choose this one.
Oh, this is unbelievable. Okay, so this was the news story from last night.
A Metro teenager is struggling to recover from a severe concussion. His parents say when he woke up, he was speaking only Spanish, a language he had never spoken fluently before.
Sometimes I daze out. Sometimes, like, I feel like I'm not there. But I am.
Sí, hablo mucho español.
And when he did wake up, his parents say he spoke only in Spanish at first, a language he'd never spoken fluently before.
Yeah, but see, the thing is, I'm a little bit disappointed because they've in the story, right, there's only one line of him speaking Spanish, this bit.
Sí, hablo mucho español.
That's all they've got.
What's he saying?
I don't know.
Sí, hablo mucho español.
Oh, of course.
Do I speak Spanish?
If anyone knows it, 13-24-10, play it again, Jay.
Sí, hablo mucho español.
What is he saying there?
Yeah, he's saying, have you seen Kate Fisher on the front of New Idea?
No.
Sí, hablo mucho español.
Something about you would... Isn't he saying something about speaking Spanish?
But if this is if this is such a huge story, I'm thinking to myself, and they're only playing that one little bit of Spanish he knows.
Are you calling BS on it?
I reckon it might be BS.
Can we hear one more time?
Sí, hablo mucho español.
Oh, yeah, don't mention the club after seven. That's what he's saying.
That's not bad.
Yeah, dedicated.
I just hit in the translator there.
I mean, whenever this story pops up, Michael Whipfley just goes into meltdown because he just loves these stories.
Yeah, I mean, it's a chance to celebrate the game. And 60 Minutes, Current Affair, all those sorts of shows have done stories on these before. And there's one lady in particular who is famous on this show. And she was an English lady. And she found herself in the back of an ambulance after an accident. Have a listen to this.
It wasn't until I was in the ambulance on the way to the hospital to actually say, are you aware of the way you're speaking? And I said, oh, I sound like I have a slur. And she said, no, you sound like you can work at a Chinese restaurant.
No. So she's got the job at the old Chinese restaurant.
Battery charger.
There was another lady who woke up and she had a French accent. I mean, you can't choose it. It's a lucky dip. That's the thing with this condition.
All right, so the young kid from the States, all right, so he woke up. This was the only line that they played in the story.
Sí, hablo mucho español.
Spanish, what does that mean? Alex from Waterloo, what does it mean, Alex?
It means I can speak Spanish very well.
Oh, okay.
That's not bad.
Yeah, I'm Cuban, so yeah, I can understand it.
Oh, great. But I found it quite interesting that they wouldn't... There was no more footage of him speaking Spanish, so I'm just wondering if he's come out of this coma, right, and one of his Spanish mates, Alex, may have gone, hey, learn how to say I can speak Spanish really well in Spanish and let's go with this story and you'll become a superstar.
Is that really...
No, not really, because, I mean, when I teach my friends who are English, of course, they can't speak it very well. This guy spoke it very, very clearly.
Sí, hablo mucho español.
So, obviously, either been learning it for a long time or maybe the coma did knock that into him. Who knows?
That's got your head. What about, I mean, you know a bit of German. You know about a bit of...
Oh, ich liebe dich.
Now, if you got hit on the head and you woke up and said...
Ich liebe dich.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's when you're at home with your parents.
Mum used to say that to us every night
before we went to bed.
What does it mean?
It means I love you in German.
Ich liebe dich.
I love how even the Germans can make I love you sound aggressive.
I know.
Ich liebe my dick alone.
All right.
Oh, you didn't have to go that far. Tommy, you're better than that.
I didn't say it.
Didn't come out of my mouth.
Test, test.
It's dinner for two at Cafe Sydney.
And now it's time for Tom, the overweight looking Russell Brand producer. The Mum's Edition. Tom time.
Sorry, Tommy.
No.
So we've got dinner for two at Cafe Sydney
giveaway.
If you'd like to play Tom Time, get involved. It's the person that gets the third one correct is the winner.
Yes.
What do you mean, Mum's Edition?
I have spoken to both of your mums, the lovely Christine Whipfley and Claire Fitzgerald.
Yeah, of course you have.
And they have given me some corkers this morning, three incriminating questions.
Mate, they won't be real. They'll be made up stories.
Who flirted the most out of both mums?
Probably Claire giggled the most. Your mum,
that'd be
Claire.
Right.
She's so cute.
Do you know what mum was wearing at the time?
I don't, and that is not the point of this game. But why don't I start with a sample question?
Right.
Says you play first, okay?
Great. I love this.
All right, so this has been dobbed in by either Fitzy's mum or Whipper's mum.
Okay.
His favourite trick as a kid was to push Polly Waffles down the bath drain while he was in the bath with his cousin Shane. Would that be...
I mean, who's got a cousin Shane?
Well, hang on. Is a Polly Waffle actually a chocolate or is this a euphemism for
something? No, it was an actual chocolate.
Okay, Fitzy!
Hey, I think you had it at Shane.
Right. That might have been
no,
the good
no,
boy.
No, no, yeah, that was... I remember that. Shane made me laugh so much. I actually had to push that down the drain and Mum busted me.
Yes.
As in a chocolate bar.
Yeah. It was a real Polly Waffle.
Real Polly Waffle.
She was not very happy. I've got a special sting for this morning's games.
Mummy, 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 mummy.
Oh, Tommy. Mummy.
That's right.
Disgusting.
So let's go. Don't play it again.
Mummy.
Oh. First contestant, Leanne from Rouse Hill. Good morning. Welcome to Tom Time. Very good. Well done. That is the catchphrase.
All right, Leanne, you have to get the third one correct if you're going to take home a cafe, Sydney, dinner for two.
When...
I'll try my best.
All right. When he was a kid, his best friend was his pet lizard called Stumpy, and he would walk Stumpy around the backyard on a leash. Now, would that be Fitzy or would that be Whipper?
A bit weird.
God, it's got to be Whipper.
It absolutely was Whipper. Yeah. Dobbed in by Whipper's mum, Christine.
Stumpy was a blue-tongued lizard. Good friend of mine. Lived in the butterfly enclosure, actually, Fitz.
Oh, my
Stumpy,
gosh.
We thought was hibernating one day, and we put Stumpy in like a shoebox and put him on the heater just to thaw him out.
Yeah.
But he was dead. So after a while, this smell started coming from inside. And then the old blue tongue couldn't
Christine
walk anymore.
Turned him into a handbag. And
which is great. She's still using it today.
Question number two. Good luck, Leanne. So was this dobbed in by Fitz's mum or Whipper's mum? He cracked it when he was 10 years old because he was expecting a Commodore 64 for Christmas and instead got a set of Bible books. He was so furious he refused to talk to his parents for days. Would that be Fitzy or would that be Whipper?
Oh, jeez. I'm thinking Fitzy.
Absolutely.
Come on, Leanne, you're flying here.
You know, and you know, this is without a feeding him, right? The box of the Bible stories was in a box that was the exact same size as a Commodore 64 box because one of my mates had got one for Christmas. And I'm not joking. When Father Christmas delivered the presents and I'm sitting down there freaking out going, oh, my God, this is unbelievable. When I opened the present, Mum and Dad, I looked over and they were both laughing their heads off. I lost it. I didn't speak to him for like 2 weeks.
It's not a bad joke.
Last question on the special Mum's edition of Tom Time. When he was a teenager, he asked his friend to film him running through the water so he could send it to the producers of Baywatch in the hope that they would select him as an extra for the TV show.
I'm kind of thinking that maybe a Whipper thing.
Absolutely!
Yeah. Hang on a minute.
What a laser!
There was Baywatch Land.
Whoa!
Baywatch ran a competition called The Ultimate Baywatcher, right? Mm. And it meant that you could star as an extra on Baywatch. As a young male, I had a lot of interest in Baywatch, and your entry had to be submitted as a video.
Yeah.
So I'd had my shirt off, and I was up on the Gold Coast running along the beach.
Apparently, you
just
got all
with
the
Macca
way
filming it.
Apparently, you got all the way through to the end.
Did I?
But then Pamela Anderson blew up that your boobs were bigger than hers.
There it is.
Well done, Leanne.
And my dream was shattered.
Thank you for playing the Mum's edition of Tom Time.
Mummy, 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 mummy.
That sounds Tommy like it should be at a Silence of the Lambs or something.
And next week, I want Daddy, Daddy, Daddy.
Very exciting. Superstar in the room right now. Current single is I Love You Always Forever. We've been playing it so much here at Nova. It is the magnificent Betty Hoo.
Betty Hoo!
Thanks for having me.
How good is your voice?
Oh my gosh, you stop it.
Oh, I love this. This is unbelievable. And when you do a song like this too and everyone says better than the original.
Oh my gosh, don't say that. Don't tell Donna. I love Donna's version.
Oh, this
it's
is
different.
Amazing.
Yeah. It's not better, it's different.
Different.
Yeah.
Massive move. You're an Elizabeth Bay girl here in New South Wales.
Yes.
Grew up here and moved over to LA. How old were you when you moved over there?
I moved to the Midwest. I moved to Michigan when I was 15.
Wow.
I finished high school there.
Yeah.
Because I was a cellist at the time. And so I got into this performing arts high school in Michigan, and my parents were like, you're crazy if you don't go.
Yeah.
And so I went and finished college in Boston. I moved to New York, and a couple months ago I moved out to LA.
So do you live with a family? You go over there and live with a family when you went over there first up?
My mum and dad came with me.
Oh, wow.
I know.
So they moved for
so
you?
So they're obsessed with me.
lucky it worked out.
Exactly, yeah. No, my parents and I are really close, and when I got into the school they were kind of like, we've got, you know, you, when you turn 18, we're supposed to kind of send you on your way. So we've only got a couple more years with you in the house when we want to be with you for that. So they came over and they were living in a house that they loved. It was right on a lake. It was beautiful. Mm-hmm. And by the time I got into college and they were going, well, what are we going to do? And they went, should we just stay? It's so beautiful.
That's
there.
Brilliant.
So they love it. So they're still in Michigan.
That's great.
And now you're in the Valley.
Yes, LA. I am.
How,
yes,
how is that? I mean, do you see people like Cody Simpson? I mean, young.
Of all people for me to see in LA.
No.
Tell
no.
me, do you run in to Cody Simpson?
No, I can say you, that because I'm talking about.
Autograph a Whipper?
I'm talking about
number
young,
one Cody Simpson fan of
young Aussies doing great things over there.
I have not run into particularly Cody Simpson, but I've seen
Conrad
Sia out and about. I've seen Sia out and about a little bit.
There you go.
She's like number one Australia. So someone told me that they were in a spin class with Kylie Minogue recently, and they said that they had walked out and saw her, and you know you have that feeling with sometimes you see celebrities and you're like, yeah, I know them, but then it takes you a second to be like, oh, because you're a famous
yeah,
person
sure.
and I actually don't know you.
Don't
so he
know
was
you.
Like, hey, and she was like,
I don't know who you are.
And he was like, oh my God, I'm waving at Kylie.
But are people recognizing you now?
Yeah, a little, especially because LA is an industry town, right? So I think especially there, anywhere, you're going to get recognized more.
Well, you wrote on Twitter recently to the drunk gay man who, in response to me giving him direction, said, thank you, beautiful gay boy. You wrote, you're excused to have a nice life.
This happens to me. People call me sir because I have short hair and I'm really tall. Yeah. So people call me sir all the time. I'll be checking in at a TSA pre-check thing and I'm going through the airport and someone goes like, thank you, sir. Hands me back my passport. I'm like, you just looked at it and it said Jessica on it. And you're going to call me sir right now. It's very unfair.
That's
and you're performing next Tuesday at Melbourne Cup. Is that correct?
Yes, I am.
That's awesome.
That'll
yeah,
be
I'm
huge.
So excited. Yeah, it's going to be great. It's my first time at the Melbourne Cup.
100,000 people.
You're about to perform a cover for us, which is Hayley Steinfeld's Starving.
Yes, I love the song.
You know what you should do on Melbourne Cup Day? You should perform another cover. Daryl Braithwaite's Horses.
Okay. Daryl performs
it every year, doesn't
he? Does he really?
Yeah, he was
at the track a couple of weeks ago doing it, and people go bananas. That's your safety bet, right?
Yeah.
If you run out or you
write
think
a song about horses.
Yep, and you're ready to go for the spring carnival.
Every year, at least I'll have something to do.
Well, actually, Whipper used it at his wedding. He performed it with Daryl at his wedding.
No, you did not.
You brought it right down, which
yeah.
is...
Look, I tried to keep up with him, but it's my wife's favourite song, and Daryl says it's probably the best duet he's ever sung.
Oh, my gosh. I believe
feedback.
You. Yeah, I believe him.
All right. Well, Betty, we are very, very excited. You're about to perform for us now. What cover are you going to do for us?
I'm going to do Starving by Hayley Steinfeld.
Have you met her as well?
I have not met Hayley, although we have many mutual friends, so I'm sure I'll see her soon.
Well, thank you so much. Congratulations.
Her and Cody Simpson, yeah.
Thanks. Exciting. Well, congrats on all your success
and thanks for coming in.
All right, this is Betty now with Starving.
You know just what to say. Things that scare me, I should just walk away. But I can't move my feet. The more that I know you, the more I want to. Something inside me's changed. I was so much younger yesterday. I didn't know that I was starving till I tasted you. Don't need no butterflies when you give me the whole damn zoo. By the way, you do things to my body. I didn't know that I was starving till I tasted you. Until I tasted you. Know just how to make my heart beat faster. Emotional earthquake. Bring on disaster. You hit me head on. Got me weak in my knees. Something inside me's changed. I was so much younger yesterday. so much younger yesterday. I didn't know that I was starving till I tasted you. Don't need no butterflies when you give me the whole damn zoo. By the way, you do things to my body. I didn't know that I was starving till I tasted you. The more that I know you, the more I want to. Something inside me's changed. I was so much younger yesterday. So much younger yesterday. I didn't know that I was starving till I tasted you. Don't need no butterflies when you give me the whole damn zoo. By the way, you do things to my body. I didn't know that I was starving till I tasted you. Until I tasted you. Until I tasted. By the way, you do things to my body. I was starving till I tasted you. Until I tasted you. Until I tasted you.
Lights, camera, clarity. Oh, Sarah.
Sarah, concerns this morning. Is Jimmy Fallon's career in jeopardy?
Yeah, apparently he's been warned to cut back on his boozing ways by the NBC chiefs. Yeah, the bosses over there, following a series of bizarre late-night accidents. So remember a while ago he cut his hand?
Yeah, that's right.
And he said that it was he tripped on a rug, was one of them. The other one, he was trying to open medicine for an injured finger, which was actually he cut his hand on a bottle of Jägermeister.
Sure.
He's just been seen to be... Yeah, drinking too much.
He was at a punk bar at 3 a.m. in the morning, and the bloke behind the bar said, mate, give me your phone and you can just play stuff out of your phone. So he just did his own playlist and got blind.
That'd be fun.
Yeah. Well, the guy, he'd be welcome in the radio industry, I reckon. Is he single?
Wouldn't he? No, he's married, and his marriage a little while ago was on the rocks, and so everyone thought he'd cleaned up his ways, but apparently not. He's apparently insanely jealous of James Corden and his success, and so the bosses have said, this is your final warning. Clean up your act or you're gone.
Is he the one that was going to hook up with Nicole Kidman? They meant to go on a date?
They had an awkward date. No, yeah. Nicole chased him.
That's right.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And he knocked her back.
Wouldn't she be much taller than him? Not that that matters.
Yeah, what does height matter?
It was just like Betty Who with Whipper. That was quite embarrassing, that
photo,
wasn't it?
Okay, I didn't want to say anything, but
that was massive.
It's not that tall, mate.
She made
look at the
look
photo.
Short,
it's not that tall.
Oh, mate, you were on your tippy toes, and she still was way
tippy
tall.
Tippy toes, what a feminine term. Kim Kardashian, she's returning to normal life slowly. She's been filming more episodes of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, and she's also appeared at Kanye West's concert overnight in LA. She obviously stayed backstage, quite hidden, and was dressed very conservatively. She even had sort of a big billowy jumper on. So things are clearly not okay, but at least she's leaving the house.
Yeah, I saw a headline yesterday that said, left the house without makeup on.
Yeah, she looks very downplayed compared to her usual stuff.
And the best way to go and relax is just to go to a Kanye concert.
Yep, just come back. I'm a theme song.
Oh, dear. Guys, Tom Cruise is apparently spending time with his daughter, Suri, again after his split with Katie Holmes, which was over 3 years ago, almost 4 years now. Apparently because of Scientology, they hadn't been spending time together, but he says now that they have, and he went to the UK for 5 days to spend time with her for her birthday.
Mm.
It's not a very nice thing. I mean, he's also come out and said how amazing Scientology is and how he owes his life to it. I wouldn't really want to be spending time with Dad if he was that warped.
Nah, busy Dad. Thanks anyway. You're busy again. Yeah, still busy Dad.
Yeah,
just come and do a stress test. Come on in.
It's been 5 years.
Yeah, do you want to do the purification process?
Just come watch his video.
No, thanks. finally, poor Lady Gaga. So her album's been copping a bit of flack. She also came out and said she still loves her ex-fiance and joked that, you know, she wouldn't rule out getting back together again. But apparently he's already seeing someone else.
Ah, that's sad. There's a song in that, isn't there?
Well, it couldn't do her any harm to come up with something like that. Works for Taylor Swift.
I'm staying out of that one, mate.
Whoa.
Poor Gaga.
Sisters doing it for themselves. Am I right, guys?
Well,
I've always thought about, I always wanted to get a cocky growing up.
So did I.
Or a bird that would speak back to you. Yeah, I just love that stuff.
And they could, I mean, my friends of ours had one and that would watch TV with them in the morning. I remember thinking, that is so cool. You clip their wings so they don't fly away.
Or the old parrot, you know what I mean? But, you know, apparently when you get a bird like that, you got to put in a lot of time.
Yeah.
Over and over saying the same things over and over before they start repeating itself.
They're not very cuddly, though. It's not a nice animal to sit on the couch with.
Oh, no, they are. They nuzzle into you. They can go under your shoulder. I remember my auntie had one, and they nuzzle into your shoulder there. But anyone else that came near my auntie, the parrot would bite. Sure.
Yeah, we had a budgie, Timmy. We had two, Timmy and Tilly.
Yeah, but budgies don't talk, do they?
No, I don't think they talk, but they would sit on your finger. Yeah. Like you could just sit on the couch and it would sit on your finger.
Jeez, that gets tired after 5 minutes.
That was awesome.
We had apparently some magpies can speak back.
They can teach anything to talk.
And they taught it that took a while.
Hello.
But whenever someone would knock on the door, they taught the bird to say F off.
Oh,
it's not bad.
It's a bit aggressive.
Yeah, that is very aggressive. Now, look, it's fun. You know, it's entertaining. Sometimes you get a cocky there, and if you're over at someone's house, it's funny. Not funny for this guy, because his parrot has landed him in hot water because when his wife came home, the parrot started repeating conversations that the husband was having with his housekeeper. He was cheating, Sarah. He was having an affair with the housekeeper.
Why don't you claim this?
Yeah, like what? Hello? What did the bird say?
If only my wife was this dirty.
Oh.
Get on the couch.
He might have been talking about the floors.
Take cocky. Grab the broom. Meet me in the room. Take off your pants. Don't know.
It's a British cocky, is it?
Yeah.
Going to be British towards the end there.
So they just started repeating lines, and now she's taking them to court because this is in Q8. Apparently, you can go to prison for having an affair. It's against the law. Adultery is illegal over there, so he's in a bit of trouble. But they are arguing that maybe the bird may have heard it off the radio or the television watching a drama.
True. You could argue. I think parrots or cockies have been used in court before as witnesses. I'm not joking. When they've bought the bird.
I think it was the O.J. Simpson case that was used. Rob Kardashian.
You did it.
The old man Kardashian got a parrot up there. Oh, got him off.
Can't believe that happened.
But this is unbelievable. Mm-hmm. I mean, your pet's getting you into trouble.
Yeah, I had a friend, and this was, I mean, it wasn't a busted situation. Well, he was busted in his own way, but it was a 21st party, and this was when I was younger. And, you know, when parents come along, and one dad got too excited that there was a party going on, and he was on the dance floor. He had, like, a pair of cream chinos on. He had an accident.
Classic.
He had an accident, and he filled the back of his strides while he was drunk on the dance floor.
It happens.
Had far too much to drink. Anyway, wandered off into the back garden, went behind a tree, took off his pants, threw his undies
away. Sacrificed
them,
yeah. You got to do it.
Got to let the undies go in that situation. Mm. Pulled his pants back up and went, "You beauty, where are we drinking?" He continued on at the party.
Yeah.
The way he got busted, though, unfortunately, was the next day when the dog dragged his soiled undies in and he had his name on the back of them. Because he kept losing his underpants. His wife had signed his name on his undies. So the family rang and said, "Mate, do you want to come and get your jocks?"
Nah.
You can't really say they're not yours. How do you get out of that one? Thanks, dog.
The block continues. It's heating up. It's just, we're not that far away. Sunday, 7 p.m. on Channel 9. And Scotty Cam joins us now.
Scotty! Oh, good morning, boys. It's so good to be here because I listen to you every morning and I'm excited to be here in the studio.
Do you know what? The other day we do a segment called, that's interesting. Where's our little logo?
Yeah, that's interesting.
Now, Scotty, it is, people ring in and they tell us if they've seen a celebrity doing something very normal. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
And the winner the other day was a young lady who saw Scott Cam at her high school coming in for parent teacher night.
Yes, I did hear that. Yes.
How was that?
She won, didn't she?
Yeah, she won. Was the winner. Yeah. How was the feedback, mate?
How's parent
teacher? Yeah, Sarah got some good feedback. She's a very bubbly and friendly girl, and she likes to listen. She's matured a lot.
Right.
They said. Good. You know, she's in year 12 now. And she's matured into learning and participating in the class. So Anne and I were very proud of her.
When
she's
will her dad
great
start
job.
Doing that?
Yeah, John. I tell you what, my old man on the way back from parent teacher night, we used to drive home in silence, the whole family. And he was a bit of a cranky one, my old man, and we drive home quite quickly too. And I think we got sideways around the corner coming in the driveway a few nights.
I remember when I used to get my report card and I used to look at it and I'd go, I'm gone here.
Yeah.
Dad's just... And it was the most... the build-up to presenting that report card to Dad and then hearing his reaction. And your old man must have been like my old man. The silent treatment was the worst for me.
Mm. Yeah, well, he was pretty frightening, my dad. And one time I said to him, this teacher's giving me a hard time, you know, blah, blah, blah. And he goes, well, I'm... You know, he said... You know, I go crook on you. I'll get up there and I'll sort him out.
Yeah.
And so the old man went up to this thing and I was waiting at home and I heard the car come round the corner and lock up into the driveway. And I went, uh-oh, this has backfired. And it did backfire,
I remember getting, what was it, one subject. I don't know what was physics. We had to do physics in year 11. Can you imagine me doing physics? I can't spell or read.
Nah.
And I got an A for effort, E for achievement. Yeah. And Dad looked at it and went, well, you've given it your best. I suppose we can't ask anymore.
No, that's right. A for effort. Right. That's it. You tried.
Physics isn't his thing.
Scotty, this soap warehouse is, I reckon it's the most unbelievable building that you've ever had in the series of The Block. It's such a beautiful building.
And yeah, it's my favourite by far.
It's brilliant. And now, look, over the years, some of the money that's been made from The Block has been... I mean, last season, the apartments combined profit of $2.4 million. Do you think that we're a chance of maybe breaking that this series?
Well, look, it's the one show that we haven't got any control over, really. The buyers determine the winner of our show. They turn up. The real estate agents have to do their job. The auctioneers, the buyers get in there and they determine the price. So... Really, and I don't know the reserves, boys. I don't. We haven't done that yet. That happens the day before the auction, and I don't know what they are. So it's pending reserves, pending the buyers out there, pending the market, and then we'll find out what we are. I mean, who knows what they're worth? I get in trouble the years gone by because I say, I reckon they're worth this, and then buyers are listening going, and my boss goes, if you ever say a figure, I will dead set kill you.
Scotty, how are your voiceover sessions going? Because whenever there's, you know, footage on The Block, it's you talking over the top. Mm. Must take you forever.
Forever, mate, yeah. I've been doing voiceovers for 4 years solid. I haven't stopped because the shows interweave with each other.
Yeah, yeah, that's
right. So when I sometimes, you know, it's 60 episodes plus, and so sometimes I turn the page on ep 62 and then it says ep 1.
Oh, you're starting again.
On the next series.
Oh, no.
That's when I burst into tears.
Yeah.
And it's a nightmare because I go into the booth every about 3 days a week for, you know, 3 hours or something like that, and it's 50 or odd pages.
My God.
That I've got to read twice.
Well, have you ever burst into tears of seeing some of the work that's been done on The Block? What are some of the worst things? Can we get your top three things that you've seen on The Block that you've gone, whoa, okay, this is shocking?
Well, I think... I don't know in the order of 1, 2, 3, but I know that Dan and Carlene's first bathroom that they didn't finish, they put this big giant plinth for the bath to sit on, and it stuck out about a foot outside of the bath. So when you walked into the bathroom, you walked into this plinth.
You trip over it.
And then you hit your head on the corner of the bath and you're dead. In the middle of the night, you know, like, and I go, you know, we all go for the midnight run, and you don't turn the light on because you don't want to... wreck your eyes.
Yeah.
So if my first night staying in that apartment, I would have been dead.
You would have been dead.
Yeah, I would have hit my head on the bathroom.
What else you got?
Look, I think we saw the other night the defect list that's coming around from Keith and Dan, and you know, the joints look like they've got the measles because they're putting a little dot
wherever there's a
defect. So there's quite a few defects in the boys' apartment with their paintwork and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But that's all going to be fixed up before auction day. They had to do that, and sorted it out. And I think that, you know, what's another one? There's so many, boys. Mm. There's so
what
many.
About that, what about that paint job on the bedroom that time where they'd halved it and splattered the paint on one half of the room and... Wasn't that a treat?
You mean years ago?
Yeah,
that was the Jackson Pollock.
Jackson Pollock
looked like a murder scene.
Blue poles.
And he thought it was a good idea. That was Kim and Matt and Kim. And they sprayed it all, and they did it across the bed linen as well.
Oh, that's
absolutely, yeah. The judges just said, like, they gave them threes, I think. They thought it was so brilliant.
I love this
show. The Block It continues Sunday night, 7 p.m. on Channel 9. Always a pleasure to get you in, big fella.
Thank you, guys.
Fits in with us. Tell me more.
That's right. You got to read out some headlines and you get to choose what story you find out more about. Kiara in Liverpool, welcome to the show.
Morning, boys.
Kiara, how'd you go at Fitzy's 40th? Did you have a good night?
I was so much fun. Everyone got a little bit, you know, loose, had a bit of a dance. It was lots of fun.
Didn't know what you were going to say there.
Getting out of control.
All right, Kiara, your job is to listen to these headlines and then choose which one you'd like to hear more about. Are we ready to go, team?
Yeah, let's do this.
Matty De Groot.
Headline reads, you won't believe what you have to do to get into this nightclub.
Ooh, what do you
that,
have to
I'd
do?
Love to go to that.
I can tell you about it, but Kiara has to pick it.
Do
you want me to go next?
All right, go for a big go.
My headline reads, man causes traffic jam dressed as a tree, and that's not the weirdest part.
Oh, I like that too. Strong round so far.
Still would like to go to that nightclub.
All right, mine.
Sarah's Paris.
A drunk man on a lawnmower lands in the doghouse for a very good reason.
Oh.
It's a very long headline, but
is the doghouse the key word there, or...
I'd say so.
I can't tell you, Fitzy. You don't
know the story.
That might be the case as well.
Don't give anything away. All right, here we go. Headline reads, a marriage ends in divorce 2 hours after the wedding. You won't believe the reason why.
Ooh. Ooh.
I'd still rather go to the nightclub.
When you don't know what to say, you just go, ooh.
Tell me more.
I love nightclubs, though.
Kiara, in Liverpool, which story would you like to hear, Kiara?
I'd love to hear more about Whippers' story, please.
All right. Marriage ends in divorce 2 hours after the wedding. You won't believe the reason why. The reason why. They had written up a contract, the bride and groom, that they wouldn't post any photos on social media. Straight after the I do's, she got on Snapchat, went bang, bang, bang.
Oh.
Let everybody know.
What, dog face?
Probably dog face. Wasn't happy about that. Or the frown. You know the frown one you do?
Yeah, like, that's funny,
and
that one.
I hate it when someone's got a camera in my face and so I'm smiling,
well,
but
I'm
doing frown face.
How did he know unless he went on Snapchat to see the video?
Some of his friends tapped him on the shoulder.
Oh, Sarah, well
so
done.
So many people dropped the ball.
High five. This story has got a lot of holes in it.
No, I just told you what happened. His friends told him.
Do you know what he should have done? He should have said, I'm running away from this marriage at 2.8 kilometres per hour.
Written on there. So 2 hours afterwards, he said, I'm filing for divorce, which he actually did. They called the wedding off. Everyone went home and he went and called the lawyers and went through with it.
Oh, what a loser.
Gone, done, dusted.
See, what a dead set loser.
Yeah, that is.
I mean, there's more to love than that, isn't there?
Not
you know
really.
What I mean? Like... If you've broken up, if you've just married the love of your life, you know, your Prince Sarah.
Why don't you want to share that moment on
Snapchat? You know, if it's a bad filter or something, Sarah.
I know.
I mean, your hair could look bad. You never know what's going
to
happen.
Yeah, but that's where he shouldn't complain. She would be the one to complain.
But see, it's also the one piece of social media that you get to watch the video and then 10 seconds later it's gone.
Yeah, I know. Could you still claim half their goods, though, because you're technically married?
You could say that they had
take
a bit
half, couldn't you?
You could say that they had a Snapchat wedding or marriage.
Not really.
you watched it for 2 hours and it was gone.
You've delivered it like it was the best idea you've ever had.
Big grin on your face, like how lucky you have heard
just
this
say
one.
It did save the story. Channel 7 last night released their big new shows that are coming out in 2017.
Not Dancing with the Stars.
No, that's gone,
that was
unfortunately.
Sad, wasn't it?
Todd made the announcement. He was wrapped. It was coming back.
Zumbo's Desserts didn't get mentioned as well.
Oh. Really?
But X Factor didn't either. But there's some big ones. Yeah, they just weren't mentioned. They weren't said that they were leaving or anything like that. They just weren't mentioned. Mm. Some of the new ones, though, I'm really looking forward to this. This has been done before, Blue Murder. It's about Roger Rogerson, you know him.
Oh, yes.
He's just been sentenced to jail for murder. But he has got a colourful past, killer cop. So I'm really looking forward to that one.
the Hoag story, Paul Hogan story. Josh Lawson's going to be playing Hoag.
That'd be amazing.
And Ryan Corr, who's a great actor, he's going to be playing his best mate, John Strop Cornell.
Strop, yep, who still lives in Byron Bay.
Olivia Newton-John, this will be a good story, Sarah.
Who's going to play her? I reckon Samantha Jade.
Not a bad one.
Yep.
No, but wasn't she Kylie Minogue?
Yeah, but yeah, she can both. Sing and she's versatile.
That's not bad. Gorgeous. Yeah, I suppose you do need a singer. I didn't even think about that.
Olivia Newton-John.
Did you? Also, they just, off topic, this is off television, they just announced that they're The Bodyguard. You know, that's the stage show.
Is playing Whitney Houston.
Paulini.
Oh, sorry. Oh,
Prinny? Who was Prinny again?
She was on The Voice.
Wasn't she on The Block? Prinny. Paulie, Prinny's not going to play Whitney Houston, mate.
Sarah thought she had the big announcement.
I'll
there.
Take it from here. I've got it. Leave it with me, guys.
Paulini, mate, is playing Whitney Houston. Oh,
she
my
was on
gosh.
The Voice. She was with Mahalia Barnes. I know Prinny. I didn't just make her up.
Prinny could do it.
Thank you. Yeah, maybe she's could. The understudy.
Well, she didn't get it, Sarah, so voice. Thanks for rubbing it in for poor Prinny.
So Paulini's Prinny fans. Is that right? Prinny's white. Isn't she? No, she's not. I'm just looking at the picture of Prinny here.
Stop Googling live on air.
I'm just trying to work out who's the best person
just
for the role.
This is
the
big.
This is the big one. The new television show in 2017. Shane Warne, Warney, the colourful life of the man who loves women, parties, the high life. This will be broadcast
next
year.
That's a shocker. That's an absolute shocking decision.
Obviously, Warney doesn't want anything to do with it, so he hasn't condoned it. It's on page 18 of the paper today, but this will be really interesting. They are talking. God, who's playing him again? Oh, Eddie Perfect.
Eddie Perfect, who did the stage show about Warney.
Naughty.
Who did the stage show?
Yeah, Shane Warne, the musical.
That hasn't been confirmed yet, but he is the favourite to be playing Warney.
Do you think he does himself a disservice, though? He's had 13 unauthorised biographies, a stage show, musical, and now a telemovie. Doesn't he want to cash in on any of that?
Well, I don't know.
I reckon he'd love the story.
I agree. Get into it.
No, mate.
Make a cameo.
No. But it says he loved being married but couldn't help himself. So
come on.
Look, these portrayals, it's going to be very controversial, sir.
So is it called Shane Warne, I couldn't help myself?
Well, see, this is the name of the show. When they say, I don't want anything to do with it, does that mean that Channel 7 can go hell for leather?
Well, you've got to kind of stick to some sort of script, don't you? And the public knows everything he's done. So if they throw something in that doesn't make sense,
but
they'll be called out
on
it.
But see, didn't Molly and a lot of the people around Molly said that his portrayal, there was a lot of crap made up in that as well?
It gets a bit creative, I think, and a bit loose with the truth.
Oh, it's going to be.
I'm still stuck on the pretty breakdown.
Oh, I know.
A couple of different breakdowns in here. Research is everything.
Man, they are both singers. They could both play Whitney Houston.
Yeah, I agree.
Leave it at that.
See, Paul Hogan, Olivia Newton-John and Warney done in 1 year. We don't have many Aussies left to portray, do we?
Has the Alan Bond story been done
Prinny's
yet?
Next, Sarah. Is that what you're saying?
I was just thinking maybe she could play Olivia Newton-John.
No, she can't.
No.
Oh my gosh.
This is three tired minds just ticking over like a slow old rat on a wheel.
Halloween is next Monday night, sir.
Oh, can't wait.
This Halloween is
so scary.
Kids, remember as a kid, for some reason, and kids are just, they're drawn to horror movies, even though you don't want to see them.
Oh, yeah.
They're drawn to them.
Candyman we used to watch all the time when you'd have sleepovers, and you go into the mirror and say Candyman 5 times, and then he jumps out and gets you, and you just do it and scare the crap out of yourself.
Yeah. Remember the board game Nightmare? Remember that? You put it in the old VCR.
Are we doing ghost stories on Monday, Tom, on Halloween?
We are locked in ghost
don't
stories.
Don't you remember that game, Nightmare?
No,
and the guy
never.
Would come on the screen and go, oh, welcome to the game. And you go, oh, I bought this.
Sorry, I was playing Cluedo.
Sure.
Also, the other one that scared the bejesus out of me was Pet Sematary. Do you remember that one,
no.
Stephen King?
I didn't see that.
You would bury your pets and they would come back alive, but they were evil.
That's horrible.
Halloween is booming these days. I mean, it's an American thing, of course. As a kid, it wasn't huge around my neighbourhood. No one did too much Halloween. Yeah, you did trick or treat.
It took about a kilometre to get from your gate to your door.
I don't understand the reference. I do not compute whatsoever. I lived in a normal house with a normal family.
You had a few acres.
Having a meal on
the
table.
And a mansion. And it was hard to hear someone knocking on the door when you're at the other end of the house.
It wasn't a mansion, mate. But we did do trick or treat. And I remember the next door neighbour gave us some cookies she'd been given in hospital. because she'd had a bowel problem.
Oh, they've done
and
the rounds.
And Mum said, oh, yeah, they've given you hospital cookies. That's gross. Crap. We went back there, threw some eggs.
Oh, that's rude.
What a shocking kid.
Remember, don't throw eggs at people's houses for not giving you chocolate.
Remember the finger in the matchbox where you put some cotton wool and a bit of blood deck in there? And you go, oh, there's a dead finger in the box.
Wasn't dead.
A dead finger as opposed to an alive finger.
I mean, the wording.
I did
the wording from back in the day, so I was recreating it.
Your Halloween sounded crazy.
Trick
or treat. Now, the old trick. We've spoken about this before plenty of times. What do you do when you knock on someone's door and you say trick or treat and they say trick? I think it's been toned down a bit, but egging is a big one. I usually come back later on with water bombs or stuff like that.
Don't do that.
There's an idea, and a guy's been selling these, which I think's awesome, because then you can turn around and trick the tricker. He is making chocolate-covered Brussels sprouts.
Gross.
What a great idea.
That's clever, isn't it?
So you can actually get these, and they actually look like chocolate-covered strawberries there.
Yeah, right. Sure.
Or something different like that. And you can actually tell them it's beautiful inside. It's a creamy center. Here's some Cadbury's cream eggs, and really they're Brussels sprouts just covered in chocolate.
Once the kid bites into the chocolate-covered Brussels sprout, what do you reckon he's going to do with it?
Well, he's going to come back.
So the trick,
spit it out and hurl it.
The trick on the tricker ends up back on the tricked. Who is tricked is the question.
But deep down inside, you know you've had a win. You've got it over the line. They're in there sitting around having a bit of a laugh at you, and you've got them with the old Brussels sprout. Is there anyone out there that likes Brussels sprouts?
I don't mind them, mate.
Yeah, I don't mind them either.
Put enough butter in the pan. Oh. It's quite competitive in my street at the moment. I mean, last week I posted on Instagram, it was just a hand coming out of the ground and it had a sign saying, help me. I made a sinkhole joke. It was very funny, great feedback.
Didn't see
down
it.
The street, someone else has
what's
done
your,
a hand.
What's your username
I
again?
Unfollowed Whipper, Whipple, so I couldn't see anything.
I've got to start following
one,
you.
I think it's really entertaining what I do. I'm kind of hot.
How many followers
hot
you got?
Hot and cold. I don't know, mate. And then down the street, there's a letterbox with a hand coming out. And it says, help me. And I kind of went, oh, yeah, it's been done two doors up. Then last night I got home. Ruben, the kid across the street, he's just outdone himself. Cobwebs everywhere. And his commitment to the placement of the spiders, the large spiders on it, I don't know where he's got his inspiration from, but it's the best coverage for a Halloween-themed house I've ever seen. It goes across the footpath. So it's almost like you're walking through a little cave as you go down the street. It's just outstanding.
Well, can I just say, on behalf of Sarah and I, the Halloween costume that you've worn in today that you're going to wear next Sunday is just...
It's a check shirt from Academy brand, mate.
Fitzy and Whipper.